Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast, your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's dive in.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.
In this episode, we've got something truly special for you in today's episode. For the first time ever, we're bringing you insights, analysis, and stories in the voice of none other than Grandmaster Priyadarshan himself. Well, sort of.
Hello, everyone. This is Priyadarshan, or rather my AI voice clone. It's amazing to see how technology can bring my voice to life in such a unique way. As many of you know, I'm the founder of Chess Gaja, where we're passionate about making chess accessible and exciting for players of all levels across the world. You can always find more about our academy on our website, chessgaja.com. I'm thrilled to be part of this podcast and share my love for the game with all of you.
That's right. We're pushing the boundaries of innovation here at Chess Times, and having GM Priyadarshan's voice, cloned and ready to go, is a huge step forward. Whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, this episode is packed with insights, strategies, and stories that will inspire and entertain. So let's dive in and explore the fascinating world of chess together.
Absolutely. Chess isn't just a game of stunning moves or memorable wins. As you highlighted earlier, there's so much unfolding beyond the 64 squares. The way chess connects players and fans globally, especially with the rise of online platforms, is nothing short of extraordinary. Staying updated nowadays almost feels like a chess skill in itself.
I think that's what makes following chess news so critical. There are announcements about major events like the Chessable Masters, yes, but also these stories of rising talents or untold challenges that players overcome. And if you're someone aspiring to improve, these updates give you insight into the strategies and progress of top players. You're sort of bringing their experiences into your own learning.
But it's not just about the elite players, local chess stories, scholastic successes. These are what grow the overall chess ecosystem. You get inspired. You see what's possible. I mean, I've seen players go from backyard games to national championships. That spark often starts with hearing or reading a story about someone similar to them.
To me, chess news is like an evolving bulletin of the game's heartbeat. You know, during my own journey, I always kept up with events beyond just playing. Whether it was a creative new endgame technique or even just a controversial moment, these things shape the sport. And yeah, it keeps chess exciting, more relatable for everyone, whether you're playing or not.
And you'll find, even at, say, club level, discussions around chess news become an extension of studying the game. It's not passive consumption. It feeds your interest. It drove me to play better, honestly. Just knowing what the trends were, who was dominating in a particular style, helped me in preparing.
It's funny, though. When I first started reading tournament coverage as a kid, I didn't realize how much chess news would influence how I thought about the game. It was not just the results, but the passion behind the efforts, the tension in who might rise next. And today, it all feels even more immediate, doesn't it?
Speaking of staying updated with chess news, let's dive into the Monaco Women's Grand Prix. This tournament, you guys, is like the ultimate showcase of the best female chess talent right now. I mean, the level of competition, absolutely wild.
Yes, absolutely. The Women's Grand Prix series has always been a critical part of promoting gender equity in chess. And it's not just about big names, it's also become a platform for emerging talents to shine under real pressure.
Exactly. And this year's Monaco leg has not disappointed, I mean, at all. As of February 24th, Goryachkina has climbed to second place, while Tan Zhongyi secured her first win. One of the standout moments was when Sara Kadem took crucial blunders from Indian Grandmaster Harika Thronavalli. securing a key victory.
GM Tan Jung-hee beat IM Sarah Kadem in round 6 to score her first win of the 2025 Monaco FIDE Women's Grand Prix. Right. And that's why the Grand Prix is so exciting. It's not just about the opening theory or early middle game strategy. It's also about psychological resilience. These players are crafting some of the most unpredictable games we've seen this season.
Speaking of thrilling tournaments, we've got to shift gears to the Chessable Masters Grand Final. Ooh, this year's event was just fire, am I right? I mean, who else sat there glued to their screens, totally forgetting to like eat dinner or something?
You're not alone there. The level of competition we saw this year was absolutely outstanding. From the very first round, it was clear that the stakes were higher than ever before. Players came better prepared and brought out innovations and opening repertoire we hadn't seen in years.
Chessable Masters is the inaugural event of this year's Champions Chess Tour, and world number one Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen clinched the title by defeating US number one Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura in the grand final with a score of 2.5-1.5.
Carlsen secured a smooth victory in the first game. After two subsequent draws, he was on the brink of triumph. In a dramatic fourth game, Carlsen blundered, offering Nakamura a chance to push the match into tiebreaks. However, Carlsen's resourceful queen sacrifice turned the tables, allowing him to outmaneuver Nakamura from a seemingly inferior position.
This victory not only adds another prestigious title to Carlsen's illustrious career, but also he earns $25,000 and 100 tour points, while $20,000 and 80 tour points go to Nakamura.
The top 12 on the leaderboard after this year's two CCT events will qualify for the 2025 Esports World Cup. Carlsen, Nakamura, and third-placed GM Ian Nepomniachtchi are already guaranteed spots.
The Champions Chess Tour continues with its second leg scheduled for May 18, 2025. Stay tuned as the world's elite grandmasters battle for supremacy in this exciting series.
After such a stunning showdown at the Chessable Masters, it's hard to imagine anything else matching that energy. But you know what? The Prague Chess Festival just might pull it off. This event isn't just a tournament. It's like a full-on celebration of everything we love about chess, right?
And they're pulling out all the stops this year. We've got some of the biggest names lined up. But what really excites me is the mix of up-and-coming players. Like, it's not every day you see such diverse styles clashing.
Yes, absolutely. The Prague Chess Festival has always been unique in how it combines elite and open categories, giving players from different levels an opportunity to participate. It creates a dynamic environment where you see creativity flourish.
Exactly. And I love how it's not just about the competition. There's this cultural vibe to it, like Prague itself, the chess clubs, the events around the games. It's like a total immersion into chess life.
It really is. There will be three sections, Masters, Challengers, and Futures. It's organized by the Nový Bor Chess Club and hosted in the beautiful Hotel Don Giovanni in Prague, Czechia.
And we're going to see some incredible rising stars there, like Indian prodigy Prague and Germany's Vincent Kiemer. Of course, seasoned grandmasters like Wei Yi and Anish Giri will also be competing. So it's shaping up to be an amazing event.
So speaking of intense matchups and exciting dynamics, can we just take a moment to appreciate the buzz around the Prague Chess Festival right now? It's shaping up to be one of the most intriguing events of the year for chess enthusiasts everywhere.
Yes, certainly we've covered a lot of ground today. Chess continues to evolve in such fascinating ways. Whether at the highest professional level or emerging talents from unexpected corners of the world. These stories are what keep the game alive and inspiring for everyone.
Totally agree. And honestly, it just gets me pumped for what's coming next. Chess is one of those things where there's always something brewing, you know? New games, new rivalries, new surprises. It just never stops.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of chess. It brings people together, challenges them to think creatively, and reminds us how much there is to learn, both on and off the board.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, Don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.